I fool everybody. Because, you know why? People actually, you'd be surprised how many people think that I'm Jewish. If you talk this way, you could fool anybody. People don't know. They judge you from the way you talk. I put on an act. I purposely talk like this. I don't have to talk like this. I could talk like this. You see the difference? As a matter of fact, when my family came to Italy from this country many years ago, I'm the only Italian that talks like this. The other Italians, they don't know how to talk. They never listen to me. Actually, I've noticed an amazing thing. Do you notice that Italians and Jews talk the same? Italians talk like this, and Jews talk like this. The language is the same. The fingers are different. Once you know how to move your fingers, you can be anything. You know that this whole country, this whole concept of democracy that we live under today actually started with my family. They are responsible for making this country what it is. I have a great-grandfather who happens to be the original signer of the Declaration of Independence. And it wasn't easy for him to sign it because he was living in Poland at the time. But he took one look, he liked it, signed right away. I'll tell you another thing that my family accomplished. Did you ever hear of General Custard with his last stand? Do you know that my uncle had a stand right next to Custard? But he didn't bother with Custard, he sold pizza pie. He knew that from Custard, you cannot make a living today. I don't like to show off too much about my family, I just want to ask you one question. Did you ever hear of the Boston Tea Party? Who do you think was the caterer? That was also my family.
One thing about me, I don't get disgusted, you notice it? I could stink like this a whole night, wouldn't disturb me, because I'm a healthy person. If I wanted, I could start singing and dancing like other comedians do. You know that? You ever see me sing? See how I don't like to show off? I'm a healthy person. Now, one person never heard me sing. Too much class. People without talent start singing. They need this. They got nothing else. Watch me for now. You'll notice I don't do nothing at any time. You know the greatest people that ever lived never sang? You ever stop to think of it? Any person you ever respected, did he ever start singing? I'm not like Sammy Davis Jr. Comes out on the stage, he sings, he dances, tells jokes, does impressions, he does everything in the world. You know why? Doesn't know what to do. The man is confused. He figures one thing don't work out, he'll try something else. Because he's got no talent. Why does he have to jump around? What is he hollering? You notice how I stay in one place? I know what I got. I think you know it too already, the way you're looking. Not necessary to jump around that way. You know something, I'll tell you truthfully, I watch a guy, a star, like Fred Astaire is supposed to be a great star. I watch him, I get sick. You ever see him on television? Every time he does a show, it takes an hour. Got no talent, that's why he has to work so hard to be a hit. And not only that, he has to jump around on chairs and tables. How does it look an older man? Jumping on chairs and tables. How does it? This is for a child, not for a grown person. Stand in one place. For a whole hour jumping around like that. You ever see me on television? Ever see it take an hour? Before you turn around, it's all over. Too much talent. Don't knock myself out. I'm so successful, the next 4 years, not working at all. I don't need it. Because like I said to you before, a guy got class. Stands quietly, don't make no noise. Don't holler, don't sing. Who's the greatest man that ever lived? Is Albert Einstein, do you know that? You ever hear him sing? Danced a little, but he never sang. Played with numbers, luckily never got caught, made a fortune. General MacArthur was also a great man. He said, I shall retire. He said it, didn't sing it. They begged him, he says, that's nice. Napoleon was a great man too, conquered half the world without a song, without a dance, and one hand tied up. Too much class. Well, so far I'm enjoying the show. I enjoy all my shows. To me, show business is like sex. When it's good, it's very good. And when it's bad, still good. I'm laughing. I know what's coming next. You know, it's an amazing thing. I just signed a contract with an international agency. Now I'm out of work not only here, but all over the world. Offered me $1,000 to do one show in Egypt for NASA. $1,000 plus funeral expenses. You think I'm a hit in this country? This is not Germany. What a following. I had what a following over there. Stormtroopers. They all thought I was Jewish. I never opened my mouth. But I walk with an accent. They caught me. Caught me walking. I was almost wiped out. I'll be honest with you. At this point, I don't know what I'm talking about anyway. I'm in bad shape. Do you know that I'm still suffering from shock since the last war? I'll tell you the truth. I was almost drafted. Luckily, I was wounded while taking the mental. When I reached the psychiatrist, I said, give me a gun. I'll wipe out the whole German army in 5 minutes. He said, you're crazy. I said, write it down. Don't get the wrong impression. I don't want you to think that I wouldn't fight for my country. I detest a person who wouldn't fight for his own country. From the joke like that, people sometimes get the wrong impression. I would have fought for my country. I would have been proud to fight. But they called me at a ridiculous time, you know, when they called me. In the middle of a war. This is a time to call a guy like me. I don't know what to do in peacetime. Go figure out what to do when there's a war going on. Not that I'm a pacifist. Don't get the wrong impression. I'm not a conscientious objector either. I don't believe in that. But I'm afraid. Not guns. Guns don't disturb me. Bullets. I told him you got a quiet war. I'll help you out. They make noise at that hour. It's ridiculous. 6 o'clock in the morning, start killing people. I can't see what I'm doing. Who am I going to shoot at? The only guy I like to kill is the guy that woke me up. 6 o'clock in the morning, where are the Germans going to be by 9 o'clock? If the war be over that fast, no sense getting up altogether. I found out the Germans don't even get up till 9 o'clock. Am I going to wake a guy up just to kill him? Is this nice? Let him get up at least. Give him a fighting chance. Ridiculous. To pick on me for a war doesn't make no sense in the first place. I want my country. I don't say this for, don't get the wrong, not that I don't want to fight. I say this for the sake of my own country, not for my sake. I would give my life for my country. But I want my country to have the best, not guys like me. I told him there's a war going on. Is this a time to learn a trade? You know that this country has been involved in 27 wars, and thank God we won every single one of them. Without me. All of a sudden, without me, they couldn't get along. I told them, what would you do if I wasn't here? Would you give up? They had 8 million soldiers in the army at the time. I told them, first, let's see how they do. They don't do so hot to help you out. I gave them a great idea how they could win the war without me. You know, this country has prisons that are full of murderers. Thousands of murderers in the prisons. They got nothing to do but kill people. They're sitting in their prisons. They're wasting the time. They could be out killing people. These are professionals. Why pick on me? I'm not even the lightest amateur in this field. I told them, take them. They could save a fortune of money with them. Stop to think of it. First of all, they got their own guns. They got their own bullets. They know how to march. They're already numbered. Just open the doors. Let them go. My mother went to the draft board right away. She got mad. She said, what are you bothering him? Thank God he's working. All of a sudden, go to the army. She told him, take my husband. He's not working. She got mad. She said, before they take him, they're going to take me. They took her. She turned out to be a sensation. You ever hear of General Douglas MacArthur? That's my mother. You can't tell by looking at him, walks around like he's my father. He's ashamed to admit it. I'm not ashamed. I tell everybody. The whole system is ridiculous. Pay you $75 a month, and they wanted to send me to Germany to collect it. The Germans see me, are they going to shoot at anybody else? They weren't too crazy about me before the war. Now they're going to... I said to myself, thank God they don't know where I am. I should go looking for them. That's all I got to do. I can't fight. Why should I kid my own country? All my life I see a fight, I run like a thief. The bigger the fight, the faster I run. I told him, you need a fighter, you better get somebody else. You need a runner, I can help you out. Somebody would think that I don't fight for my country. All year round, I work for my country in a way that most people never even think of. That's the truth. During this Christmas season, when they holler mail early, I got up 6 o'clock in the morning and I mailed because my country told me to mail. I don't even know what I sent. I don't even know who I sent it. I just wanted to help out my country. Every Christmas, I'm the first one. It's not even my holiday, but I help out. During election time, when they holler vote, I'm the first one to vote every election. Not like some people who only vote once. 9 times. I vote every, and I'm not even a citizen. But I help out because it's my country. Then they pick on me to fight a war. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's still not it. So So I want to tell you a true story. This is, I wish my act was as funny as this. I don't know what could happen to you in different cities in the country. I came into this city about 3 days ago, 4 days ago. And I walked into my house, I parked the car, and I come out, I see a cop standing with his foot on my fender, and he's right. I said to him, what are you right? He said, I'm giving you a ticket. I said, that means you have to put your foot on my fender. Can't you write a ticket with your foot on your own fender? Over there, it won't write the same ticket. Well, he's got a pen, only writes on my fender. He says, I'm taking orders. I said, if you're taking orders, I order you to stop writing that ticket. And take your foot off my fender. I bought myself a car, I didn't buy a desk for him. I told him, what would you do if you're writing somebody else a ticket? Where would you put your foot? What, am I going to follow you around with my car? You should have a place to put your foot. He said, I'm giving you a ticket for being double parked. I said, why am I double parked? He said, because there's a car right next to you by the car. I said, why don't you give him a ticket? He's also double parked. As a matter of fact, if not for him, would I be double parked? Just because he got here first, I have to pay his ticket. I don't even know this guy. I have to support him, let him pay his own ticket. He said, don't tell it to me, tell it to the judge. I said, if I knew a judge, would I be talking to you? He said, you're going to have to make a personal appearance in court. I said, first you give me a ticket, now you're my manager. Next day, I'm standing in front of the judge, and he says to me, guilty or not guilty? I said to myself, he don't know, why should I tell him? Let him go home and figure it out. He finds out I'm guilty, he could call me back, he's got a lot of life, asking me to come in. You know what I'm talking about? This whole system stinks, I'll tell you the truth. I hire the police and I pay their salaries and I support their families. You know why? Because I want them to protect me from crooks. Amazing thing is, with crooks I got no trouble. I only got trouble with cops. Reach the point I see a crook, I'm happy to see him. I see a cop, I get nervous. Ever ride in the street and all of a sudden you get stopped by a crook? Never, always a cop. Besides, a crook doesn't pick on me, he picks on a millionaire. Why should he pick on me? Make sure he's got the right guy. He works on a cash basis. A cop doesn't care. You got the wrong guy, makes an appointment. A crook don't make an appointment. Besides, if a crook picks on you, you can call a cop. But if a cop picks on you, what are you going to do? Call a crook. Why do you think there's so many crooks running around loose today? The cops don't go near them. They don't bother with crooks. They're not in that business anymore. They just write tickets, that's all. A cop don't need a gun, needs a fountain pen. They don't study marksmanship anymore, penmanship. It's a whole new profession now. God forbid they find out there's a crook in town, you think they look for him? Never. Why should they waste time? You can make a fortune with parking. They're going to bother with crooks. Or murderers? Never. Murder is going up all the time. Parking is going down. Because they're afraid to bother murderers. Could you ask a murderer for $15? Is he going to give it to you? He's a murderer. $15 don't mean nothing to him. God forbid they find out there's a murderer in town, they don't look for him. They send me. They send out posters all over. $15,000 reward if you catch this murderer. The biggest murderer. I should look for him. There's 21,000 cops with guns. They're sending me to look for him. They want him. I don't want him. Let them look for him. They're too busy giving out parking tickets. I told them, I'll give out the parking. You look for him. They want him, dead or alive. Dead, I'll look. Alive, let them look. Even if I found him, what am I going to do with him? I'm such a cracker, I'm going to take a murderer to jail with me. I'm going to tap him on the shoulder. Excuse me, mister, they want you in the police station. He hears this, he's going to go. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish myself the best of luck before I go. I want to leave you now. I'll tell you the truth, I'm anxious to get back to New York. I have a $300 a month apartment, and I want to live to enjoy it. You know, I used to pay $40 a month, but I was ashamed anybody to find out I paid $40. How does it look, a celebrity for $40? A celebrity has to be at least $300. So I started to look for a luxury apartment. And I found out that I can get things that are fantastic. I could only use them. I can't use any of these things that I got now. But I feel good because I paid $300. Whoever says to me, how do you do? Where do you live? I tell them the building. They say, no kidding, it's a fancy building. How much do you pay? $300. No kidding. Now they look at me this way. Oh, pays $300. You hear? Pays $300. One tells the other, what is getting around already? I think we take a $500 apartment. Not even move in, just take it. People should talk about me a little higher, you know what I mean? You know why I pay $300 a month? Because I got music in the elevator. You don't pay $300 for nothing. Music in the elevator. Sounds like nothing to you, huh? Sounded like nothing to me, too. I told him I need music in the elevator. I told him, I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal with you, I won't listen. Who needs music in the elevator? Want me to tell you the truth? I live on the first floor. How much music am I hearing by the time I get there? There's a guy on the top floor, he hears my music. What am I running a concert for this guy? I want to get my money's worth. So you know what I do now? I come home an hour and a half early. I ride in the elevator and I listen to music. I used to take a girl to a nightclub. Now I save a fortune of money. I take her to the elevator. We meet a different class of people on every floor, and she's thrilled about it. Not much of a floor show, but I got more privacy. Another reason they charge us $300 a month is today because they got these new fantastic lobbies. They spend $500,000 for a lobby. For the apartment, nothing. They don't even paint it. Want me to tell you the truth? Every time I pass the lobby, I'm ashamed to walk into my apartment. It's got waterfalls from the ceiling. All my life in my house, I had water from the ceiling, but now it's a fancy thing. You notice the apartments today, they're 2.5 rooms, 3.5, 4.5. The other half is in the lobby. I told him I don't need such a fancy lobby. The doorman needs it. He lives there. Let him pay for it. Why should I pay for it? Incidentally, I got a 24-hour doorman. I need this like I need the lobby. I open the door tops twice a day. How long do I use a doorman? 3 minutes. The rest of the day, I don't need him. He's opening the door for other people and I'm paying. I told him last week, you can take off. I'm leaving this building for 3 weeks. Didn't have the decency to quit. Besides, I'm in show business. I come home 3 o'clock in the morning. I come home, he's sleeping. He has to sleep sometime. He's a 24-hour doorman. To him, it's a bedroom. To me, it's a lot. I open the door and I have to wake him up to open the door. Then he curses me for coming home 3 o'clock in the morning. He says, I don't want you later than 9 o'clock. The whole thing is embarrassing. He's an 80-year-old man. How does it look? He has to open the door for me. I'm ashamed, so I open the door for him. Don't think he doesn't appreciate it. Every Christmas, I get a beautiful present. The amazing thing is that they don't give these apartments to just anybody. You got to have class. You have to have a reputation. You got to be very important before they take your money from you. For a room and a half, $300. He said to me, what do you do for a living? I said, I'm an entertainer. He said, oh, I got to warn you right now. I don't like loud parties. I said, I didn't intend to invite you in the first. He says, and another thing, you can't have children. I said, I knew that without you too. Then he showed me the apartment. He said, take a look. You ever see such a high ceiling? I said, don't look so high to me. He said, that's because the floor is also high. I said, then why don't you lower the floor? He says, I can't. The guy downstairs also likes a high ceiling. He says, do you know that this apartment is soundproof and fireproof? I said, if it's soundproof, it better be fireproof. Because if somebody's hollering fire and I can't hear him, I'm in a lot of trouble. Then he started to walk me around the apartment. He says, take a look. You ever see such a view? I said, I don't see nothing. He says, wait, she's not home yet. They got a billion gimmicks now. I don't know if you heard about it. They got, like, my building, electricity you have to pay for, but gas you get for nothing. So when I come home, I don't put on the electricity. I put on the gas. Going to sleep is not so bad, but getting up. I don't have an alarm clock. The fire department wakes me up every morning. Now they got another thing. They got walk-in closets. You ever see this? They have to have walk-in closets. There's no room to walk in the apartment. I told them I want to walk in the closet. If I want to go to work, I walk in this park. I walk in the street. I walk all over. I don't have to walk in a closet. I walked into the house. He says, how do you like it? I said, oh, it's a beautiful living room. He says, no, this is the closet. The living room. The closet is twice as big as the living room. So you know what I do? I hang up my clothes in the living room and I sleep in the closet. And I got air conditioning all year round. I need this like I need the rest of the garbage. All year round air conditioning. I told him I'm only hot for 2 months. 2 months I'm hot, the rest of the year I have to pay for an air conditioner that I don't use. Put it in for 2 months. How much is it for a price? Let's make a deal for the 2 months that I'm hot. Why should I pay for somebody else's air conditioner when I don't need it? He's got no place to put it. He wants to keep it in my house if I have to pay for it. Let him keep it in his house when I need it. I'll call him. He should pay me for storage. I shouldn't pay him for recognition. And then they always locate in these apartments in very choice locations, 1 block from our Sunday school. I graduated 20 years ago. I'm going to start school again because he's got a building. And he says, we're only 2 blocks from a church. Am I going to come wait for a building? Then you give him $300 in advance, $300 a month's rent, and $300 security. $900. And then he asked me for references. I didn't even see the apartment. I didn't even know if he had one there. I had to give him $900 in advance. I told him I should give you references. Give me references. Where am I going to go? I got no money. He can go wherever he wants. He's got my money and I can't afford to chase him. What are they worried about? What am I going to do? Steal the apartment? Where am I going to put it? In the building I live there. I can't steal the building. You ever try to steal a building? No matter where you put it, it sticks out. And they also have doctors now. On all the ground floors, you see doctors. You notice it? Every big fancy building has got 12 doctors. Doctors today have special hours, 3 to 6. They have to get sick at their convenience. I found this out. You ever notice how I haven't found a way to outsmart all the doctors? Most of them charge $10 for a first visit. You ever notice that from the second visit on, they only charge 5. It's always less from the second visit. So when I walked in, I said, well, here I am again. He gave me an examination and he said, take the medicine. I said, what medicine? He said, the same medicine I gave you the first time. I miss my profession. I should have been a doctor. And what other business in the world could a man tell a woman to get undressed and send a bill to her husband? You got to be very careful who your doctor is. This is really no joke. People don't realize the significance of going to the right doctor. I know a guy who went to a doctor for a liver condition. Went in for 6 months, and he cured him from the liver condition. What do you think happened? Died from kidney trouble. Got to be very careful who you go to. That's why I go to my doctor. He's great. You go to him for a liver condition, you die from a liver condition. And it don't take 6 months either. 8 seconds. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish myself again the best. May I just suggest to you before I go that all your lives you should feel and look young. It's the greatest thing I could tell you. Sounds superficial, but it's very important. Some people spend fortunes on salves and lotions trying to look young. Doesn't help. There's only one way that you can always look young. Hang around with very old people. May I suggest particularly to the men in the audience, if you have a woman who loves you, remember this, cherish that love and nurture that love. And above everything, make sure that your wife doesn't find out about it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's close. I purposely fool everybody because I want to be funny. You think this is my body? This is not my body. You know who's got my body? Rock Hudson. He's got my body. Meanwhile, I'm walking around with this. Actually, you can't tell how good a guy looks from the outside. A lot of people have outer beauty, but they don't have inner beauty. Inner beauty is more important than outer beauty. Do you know that? Outwardly, I don't look so fantastic, but from the inside, I'm gorgeous. Now, if I could only turn myself inside out, I'd be the biggest hit that ever happened. I notice on my pictures I don't look so hot, but on my x-rays. I'm unbelievable. Want me to tell you the truth? It might sound unbelievable to you. Do you know that they wanted me for the past few months? They want me in Hollywood to make pictures. This happens to be the truth. Not comedy pictures. They want me to be a matinee idol. This is the truth. I turn them down because I don't need it. I don't want to live that way. Mark Hudson is right now in South Africa making a picture. He's a star. That's where he has to live, in the filth and the dirt and the garbage. I'm not a star, but I live in New York. In the filth and the dirt and the garbage. But at least I don't have to get up 6 o'clock in the morning and start kissing a girl I don't even know. Huh? And he don't kiss her alone. There's a director there to make sure he kisses her right. If I kiss a girl, there's no director. I'm an expert. I kiss her. Wherever I go, people say the same thing. What a kisser. Actually, what's the trick to be a hit like Rock Hudson? You take away his hair and his build and his fancy frame. And what do you got? Me. I'll tell you the truth, people don't realize how much better off they are than being actors. I was in Hollywood and I watched the way they make these pictures. The way they're all products of a publicity machine. They can't make a move without a publicity machine telling them exactly where to stand, where to go, and what time to move. It's fantastic. You know, if Rock Hudson wants to take out an ugly girl, he can't even take her out, they don't let him. He's dying to take out an ugly girl. They don't let him. He can't. I want to take out an ugly girl. My pleasure. Not my pleasure, but I can take her out. And if I want to take out a plain girl, I can take out a plain girl. And if I want to take out a beautiful girl, I could stay home one day. Not so tired. 2 out of 3, good enough. Who wants to go out every night anyway? Well, ladies and gentlemen, from the bottom of my heart, I want to wish myself again the best. Well, that sounds presumptuous. In all sincerity, I want to wish you all the very best of health. I mean this, because I don't like to perform for sick people. You ever hear these advertisements about dairy and cholesterol? They say that if you eat dairy, you catch cholesterol. Do you know that? I know one guy got so scared he was afraid to touch dairy. Thought he was catching cholesterol. Started to eat everything but dairy, and it helped. He got healthier and healthier to such an extent that last week, he died. He got hit by a truck. A dairy truck.